Louise McSharry. Weekends from 9 on 2FM.
Now, though, it's time to talk about this land.
I definitely think we as immigrants have contributed to sort of like a rich tapestry of like social life and cultural life and political life as well.
I think in the creative circle has, or the creative communities has benefited incredibly because you have somebody bringing a sound or a way of even rapping or a cadence or a flow that's different to yours. Even just by hanging out with these people, yours could be influenced or yours could change. One of the exciting things about multiculturalism in the creative culture here is that fusion, that space.
That's a clip from This Land, which is a new documentary exploring Ireland's relationship with race, identity and immigration. And Bobby Zitalo Imtombanis is the director of that documentary, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Louise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. How are you doing in the context of this wild time?
Not too bad. I'm trying to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Not to focus too much on what's happening. I've been keeping up on the news, but at the same time, I'm trying to keep a balance of like keep myself busy so you don't go too crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because you could get sucked into it, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How are you doing with it anyway?
I am fine. I'm kept very busy by my children, which means that I don't have a lot of time to think, which is probably a good thing in many ways. Now, Bobby, obviously you're creative. You made this documentary, This Land. I'd love to hear a little bit about you, your background and how you came to make it.
Yeah, so originally, I'm from South Africa. I've been here for 10 years. I've lived in Dublin basically all my life. I went to secondary school, primary school and college here. I did a few films before This Land. One was basically about jazz in Ireland, and then the second one was basically about the growth of Irish hip-hop in Ireland.
Mm.
And This Land is a project that I started a few months after I finished my last documentary on Irish hip hop. It's basically exploring positivity that immigration has had in Ireland.
Mm.
The whole film basically centers around race, but the whole idea for it is just to keep a positive look on what immigration has had in Ireland.
Mm. Why do you think this conversation is needed?
Well, I think there's a lot of conversations happening at the moment, but they're not particularly the right conversations.
Mm.
There's a lot of documentaries that have been made like a few years ago on the same idea, but again, they weren't really made with the best taste. And that they never really represented the positivity that immigration has had in Ireland. So this is why I made this documentary, basically just to talk about what these young people are bringing to the Irish culture, whether it be like new sounds to Irish music, or it could be like what they're bringing to food, or what they could be like bringing basically to maybe journalism or activism in Ireland.
Mm. So you speak to kind of a wide range of people feature in the documentary. As you said, there's a chef, there's Felicia, who we've had on the show as well, who is a spoken word artist, and well, she does all kinds of things. Basically, anything with words, she does, and she does it all so well. And then you spoke to Ivan as well, who runs Diffusion Lab, who are responsible for so much of the Irish music that I play on this show. And it is unquestionable to me that multiculturalism has had such a huge positive impact on Ireland. But do you think that the people who don't necessarily engage with multiculturalism realize that?
That's a difficult question.
Mm.
I'd say you'd probably have to like talk to them and maybe ask them that same question. I think this documentary is basically just to like send that message to people who might not know too much about what's happening in Irish culture regarding like immigration. So that's really a tough one. You'd basically have to ask someone who's like not featured in the documentary or associated. Personally, I wouldn't say that. I'd say I think that's the reason why I made this documentary, because I might be reaching out to people who might not know about it.
Mm.
So I'm basically telling the documentary from my perspective.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course you are. My question is really, you know, there are people who interact with people of all different races and backgrounds every day. And of course, those people will know that multiculturalism has had a positive impact on Ireland. But I think that there's a large portion of Irish society who don't engage with anyone who isn't white Irish and who maybe doesn't know about all of this stuff that's going on. So how do you think you can best get the documentary to those people?
So basically, social media is a big push for this documentary. Like, you see like a lot of conversations happening on social media, whereas it'd be people maybe discussing ideas of direct provision and how to get the message out there about direct provision, or talking about race and how it affects them. So I think this documentary sits really well in social media, because we can just like push this documentary to all people from all over the world, not just like in Ireland, because that's one of the goals for this project, not to like just push it to Irish people, but to push it to people outside the world, so they can see what's actually happening in Ireland. And then platforms like yours are really helpful, because like people are tuning in right now, they're getting to hear my voice talking about this project, and they get to hear a little bit of the documentary and get a kind of an understanding of what it's about. And then they might be kind of curious to like check it in even for like 5 minutes. And the thing about the documentary, it doesn't take long to get into the subject of race. It just like goes straight in.
It does.
Just so we can like hook people in. Because you don't want to like make a 1 hour documentary and take forever to get to like the main subject, because you might lose people at that point.
Yeah. So as you said, like the theme of the documentary is to show the kind of positive impact that multiculturalism has had on Ireland. But you do address some of the more difficult issues. And indeed, as you said, one of them is direct provision. Let's just listen. Dean Van Nuan is a journalist, and he's one of the people who features in the documentary. And here he is talking about direct provision.
What I would like to see is, I'd like to see the whole system being brought down. I'd like to see everybody within the system who's been there for a certain amount of time or who has Irish-born children to be given amnesty and to be immediately integrated into our society. In its place, I'd like to see a system that will put a lot more resources into processing applications and that wasn't run for profit. And I would end all deportations, because I think deportations are political violence.
So he doesn't doesn't sit in the fence there. He definitely has a clear idea of exactly what he wants. How important was it to you to address direct provision within this doc?
Very important. That was more of a difficult thing for me to tackle, because at one thing I wanted to focus more on race, but at the same time I couldn't ignore the things that were happening in direct provision. This documentary was made around the time where the election was about to kick in last year, and direct provision was one of the things that were being talked about on social media, and I just wanted to use my platform and my project just to like amplify the message even louder, because most people don't really know too much about it. So this documentary is hopefully gonna open their eyes or maybe make them more interested in like looking into it.
What are your thoughts about the challenges that people in direct provision are facing at the moment in the context of COVID-19?
That's a tough one, because I've read some stories where people are not being treated well. They're all like basically stuck in one space. They don't get the same attention as where people are outside of direct provision. Their circumstances are already difficult as it is, whereas this new situation is making it much harder for them.
I can only imagine it's got to be really frightening if you live in very close quarters with people who are not your family and who you can't be sure kind of what they're doing in terms of, you know, even in work, you know, for me with my colleagues, you know, I have to trust that they are washing their hands, that they're, you know, being careful and that we're all keeping our distance. So if you're living with, you know, arguably strangers or, you know, staff who you can't necessarily be sure are taking the right precautions, I think that's got to be really scary.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the conditions that they're living in as well aren't really the best. So there's talks of like, are they healthy? Are they being treated well? That sort of thing, pretty much.
Another, and as I said, I don't want to harp on the negative because it is a positive documentary. But another thing that obviously you had to address was racism within the context of this. And I'm just going to play another little clip from the doc.
There's certain comments, there's a YouTube channel dedicated to like Diffusion Lab and my artist, that it's like racist. People don't admit they are racist in the first place.
That's, I think, generally what Irish society is like. They're not like outwardly racist. They will not like, you know, call you a nigger to your face.
If you're an immigrant and you're just arriving into the country, once you get out of direct provision, you are probably going to go to the cheaper places to live, which are more likely outside of the cities, which are more likely in the rural areas. And in the rural areas, you have people who are less exposed to people of all kinds of cultures, so you have more racism.
Do you think Irish people are racist as a general?
I do. I'm also afraid to answer that question, but I think I do. Like someone in the film says, they're not going to say any bad words to your face. You know, there's subtle ways of being racist, whether it be in the workplace, the way they speak to you or basically look at you or maybe demean you or sort of, some sort of thing like that. So racism doesn't come in forms of like saying the N-word to your face. It comes in many different shapes, and it's very subtle the way some Irish people do it.
In a way, I think we're doing everyone a disservice if like this thing of like, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I'm not racist at all. Like, I think it would be very difficult to grow up in a society which is almost entirely one race, as most people above the age of, say, 25 in Ireland, maybe a bit older, did, and not have some kind of racism within you. I mean, I think that's what you don't know is kind of often a little bit scary, and you don't understand, and you can learn and you can go beyond that kind of inherent racism that is in you. But if we pretend like that's not there, then we're never going to make any progress, really, are we?
Yeah, basically, you basically said it perfectly. This idea, this project is not meant to like force racism down people's throat, or the idea of race, or these fearful stories you hear. This documentary is basically here to like educate people on how these are the people who have like faced racism and how they've dealt with it. They felt like they've dealt with like some difficult situations in their life, but they don't really focus on the negative. They just pick themselves up and just like go about their day and try to focus on the positive instead of just like dwelling too much on the negative.
I feel like as white Irish people, you know, people who are born white Irish in Ireland, you know, we have to start to challenge ourselves about these things, because if we don't actually ask ourselves a question, what, you know, even I would challenge anyone who's listening now, you know, really question, is there a little bit of inherent racism in you? There probably is. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person or that you want something bad to happen or you consciously think less of people who are a different race than you. But you probably have some assumptions that you make that you don't even realize necessarily. And until we start trying to be conscious of those assumptions, we're never going to get beyond them, I don't think. So I would hope that people will watch your documentary, Bobby, and will actually consider maybe some of the assumptions that they make about people of all different races. And not necessarily even just within Ireland, in other countries, when you're on your holidays, you know, when you go to, I don't know, Thailand, Japan, you know, any country where the majority race is a different one to yours, you probably do make assumptions about people. And that in itself is racism. And we need to start questioning that, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do have to like say some of it is curiosity. Not everybody's like racist on purpose. Some people do ask maybe not the smartest questions, like maybe asking you, oh, where are you from? And then when you tell them, oh, I'm from Dublin, the second question is like, oh, where are you really from? Some people kind of take that the wrong way. But like someone in the documentary says, they take that as a form of curiosity. You know, like these people are not like used to people of us, like people who are basically new to the country. They're not used to change. So what they're basically doing is just like being curious. So there are people who are like blatantly racist, and then there are people who are just like curious and just want to know more, but they're not necessarily asking the right questions or asking the questions in the right way.
Yeah, it's not necessarily coming from a bad place, but it doesn't necessarily sound great. What are, before I let you go, because let's try and be as constructive as we can, what are the most common things that people say that you think they don't necessarily mean badly but actually are bad?
Ooh, that is a tough one.
Well, we've
I
got
suppose.
Where are you really from? We can put that on the list.
Yeah, that's one. That's one I get a lot.
Cut that one out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one that I used to get a lot when I was used to work in the restaurant. You'd meet like a lot of people from like all over the place. Maybe like, let's say America, for example. When you come to serve them, they're asking you questions like, where are you from? Then you tell them, oh, I'm from Dublin. Then they'll be like, where are you really from? And then I'm like, South Africa. And the second thing they say, oh, I've never met a black Irish person before. I don't really know how to like respond to that. So that maybe that's another way of like maybe being slightly racist or curious. I'm not 100% sure. Another one is someone saying, oh, I have a lot of black friends. Like that, you don't even ask them about what they have or whatever. They just straight away say, oh, I have a lot of black friends. I'm not racist. Oh, I don't see color. I'm not racist. That sort of thing. Where they just like kind of imply and just like force it down you that, oh yeah, I'm not racist, before you even ask or say anything.
Yeah, and I mean, I think like that is one that probably does come from a good place. It's like, I want you to know that I'm not thinking about this.
Yeah.
But in doing that, you are thinking about it, clearly, yeah. Because otherwise you wouldn't feel compelled to say it. It is tricky stuff. I mean, we're not like, we're all learning all the time, but it's I think it's good to have these conversations because then we can hopefully get to a point where we realize. And then I also wanted to ask you, because just before you came on, I went on to just check the pronunciation of your name with you, and you said, oh, just use the first two because the last one is hard. And I kind of pushed it and I said, no, I want to use your full name.
Yeah.
But you obviously get that a lot, and it clearly it's easier for you sometimes to just drop a third of your name. But we have, you know, Irish people have, or like white Irish people with traditional Irish names have extremely complex spellings and extremely difficult to get grasp names if you don't speak Irish. So, you know, surely we should be making more of an effort to learn about different people's names and to pronounce them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm guilty of that as well. When I read an Irish name and I don't know how to like pronounce it, I just usually just like stick to the first name. With my name, really, Tombany, it's a tough name to pronounce already. So I just tell people to like just like call me Bobby or just call me Zitello, because it's easy that way. And I don't want to like make someone feel uncomfortable by not pronouncing my name the right way, because it makes them feel bad as well, because it makes them feel like maybe they're insulting me or something if they're not saying my name the correct way, you know?
Yeah, it's complicated stuff, I suppose. What does your mother call you?
She calls me Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody that knows me basically calls me Bobby. And when it's like a formal situation, I usually get people to like call me Zitello or Zitello Bobby, just to keep it simple and just like ignore my last name completely, because I know that's going to be like a huge problem.
Okay, well, I have enjoyed learning your name, and I will continue to use it, Zitello, Bobby and Tombany. I really appreciate you coming on. Where can people find the documentary?
People can go to YouTube and just type in This Land 2020 documentary, or they can go to the Tent Man's Instagram. That's instagram.com/ Tentman Hello, or they can go to my Instagram at _Zitello, Zitello.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It really is a lovely watch. I hope you have a super day.
Thank you so much,
Bobby. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You too. Louise McSherry. Weekends from 9 on 2FM.